From the Ag Information Network, this is today's Fruit Grower Report. Well, while some argue that the fentanyl crisis is a separate problem, the H-2A Foreign Guest Worker Program is now helping to fund solutions. At a recent hearing, U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse questioned Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas about recent budget changes that impact ag employers.
Based on recent DOL rulemakings that farmers across the country are burdened with, DOL appears to at least not understand or not fully appreciate the importance of the agricultural industry.
A question Newhouse put to Mayorkas directly.
Just real simply, do you believe that the ability of a nation to feed itself is inherently more secure than a nation that relies on imports to feed its citizens?
But what about the new rules?
Earlier this year, the USCIS finalized a new rule that would increase the cost to employers utilizing H-2A, among other programs. While I understand the purpose and the utility of a fee-based program, the rule as finalized is overly burdensome and costly to our nation's producers.
And Newhouse says those new costs.
Not only did the general filing fee increase, but a $600 asylum program fee was added, requiring ag employers to pay for a program that they really don't receive any benefit from.
Tune in tomorrow for more on the new H-2A expenses and why Mayorkas says ag employers are on the hook for them.
And this has been today's Fruit Grower Report. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network.